The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 29th of September, 2021, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. And for today's show, we're going to sort of continue the conversation we started yesterday, including some new things. We want to talk about the Haitian migration crisis, the FNM leadership race. Want to talk about R. Kelly. R. Kelly was found guilty on a number of charges on Monday. I'm going to talk about some things that are in the paper today. So we're running it sort of like an open line show. Those are the things I want to talk about. You call in, text, and let me know what you want to talk about. Remember, Guardian Radio is streaming live audio and video on Guardian Talk Radio. com. You can also listen on TV on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices. And listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. You can text us on the Guardian Radio text line, that's 422-GR96, that's 422-4796, powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. You can also call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. A good morning. I have a brief message for you from the Department of Inland Revenue as we start the show about the Employment Incentive Program. Did you know that VAT-registered businesses who are tax compliant are eligible to participate in the government's employment incentive program and can receive up to $400 per week in tax credit for up to 10 new full-time employees? Visit atlas.revenue.gov.bs to apply. This offer is valid until December the 31st, 2021. And another message about the Real Property Tax Forgiveness Program. Today is the 29th of September, and the program is set to expire tomorrow, September the 30th. So you still have a little bit more time to save on your real property tax. Bahamian property owners can take advantage of waivers on their real property tax in one of two ways. One, bring your account to zero. Or two, get a payment plan. Again, this offer ends September 30th, 2021. For further information, email rptforgive@bahamas.gov.bs or call 242-225-5778. This is a toll-free number, and this message is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. Well, good morning, everybody, including Jonquel Jones. Congratulations to Jonquel Jones for being named the 2021 WNBA Most Valuable Player. after a stellar season in which she led the Connecticut Sun to the top seed in the WNBA playoffs, Jones received 48 of 49 first place votes from the national media panel. Quote, she's the ultimate chess piece. Every game, there's a different advantage, Coach Kurt Miller told Sports Illustrated. The next step is for her to take us to the mountaintop. Well, look here, if anybody could do it, a Bahamian will. And congratulations to John Quell. Listen, Bahamians are overjoyed. You know, most of us, we celebrating with you like we sweat on that court with you. We are overjoyed for your successes. Even though it keep you further away from us, we will find a way to make it possible for you to live your dream and share some of the rewards with us on the ground at home. Good morning. So I got a couple of texts here so far. Text says, please tell the Minister of Agriculture, get the tire for the tractor so that farmers can get the service they need. When it ain't one thing, it's the next, with the tractor getting out to service. All right. BAIC, BAMSI, Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources and Family Island Affairs. I hope you all hear the cries of the farmers. If you have programs where you lease or rent or allow access to large machinery, the least you could do is keep the machinery functioning and functional, right? In the break, I'm going to look for a number for you so that you can also call yourself. Another text says, great show as usual. How come no talk show host bringing up how much murders under the PLP belt since they were elected? I think at least 8 murders happen so far. Well, that is an interesting point, except I don't think, I don't think that people who are killing other people have an agenda, like a political agenda attached to it. Right? I don't think the gangs had a meeting and said, look, the election come in. You know, the PLP got good numbers. You all been practicing your stabbing. You've been practicing your shooting. You ready to go? I don't think that's what's been happening. Right? Now, what is true is I don't think the media is paying enough attention. I'm not certain why. Except that there's so many things happening at one time. I will say that I have not featured those incidents on my show, but I will actually invite Ms. Candy Gibson from FOAM, Family of All Murder Victims, so we can talk about how the survivors are dealing with this trauma in their lives and what we, the general public, can do to support the survivors of these tragic events, particularly children and mothers sort of abandoned or left to take care of children on their own. But thank you for the note. It is something that we should not ever forget, but let's not politicize it, right? I don't know if this is the same question we ask about, like we asked the question about the dump fire. Were individuals intentionally and maliciously sabotaging or attempting to sabotage an administration by setting fires in the dump, right? I don't think this is the same sort of thing. I've got another text here that says, great show as usual. R. Kelly got 100 years in jail. He got dinosaur time. Well, I was watching that, and I'm not certain if he was sentenced yet. But if he is sentenced, he potentially could be a maximum exceeding 100 years, even. Exceeding 100 years. There's a whole bunch of stuff wrapped up in this R. Kelly discussion. And so, like I said yesterday, I don't really talk a lot about American politics, right? Foreign politics. But this R. Kelly thing is different. R. Kelly is a part of Bahamian culture and fabric, right? Like, at a political level, we see how many political parties or campaigns used R. Kelly's music, right? At a social level, I can tell you how many parties I've been to in the DJ jamming R. Kelly, right? How many times I've heard it on the radio, how many people I don't gamble, but I could bet I could identify the people I know who could sing every R. Kelly song word for word. See, this R. Kelly thing, it's close to home because R. Kelly has been a part of, if you're my generation, he's been a part of your life experience. And so we got to ask ourselves this question, what do we do with R. Kelly now that it's been confirmed? See, we didn't really answer that question when it was a question, when it was an accusation, when hundreds and hundreds of people, you know, started talking about it. We didn't really do anything then, but now we're forced to make a decision. What do we do with R. Kelly? I see I've got a caller on the line. Caller, you on the clock.
Hey, morning, Aaron. What's up?
Morning. How you do?
I am great, man. One for one, God opened my eyes in the morning.
Blessings.
And I could find something to eat.
Blessings.
I am thankful and grateful. I just pray that everyone in the country can have the same thing.
Yeah.
Ms. Crane, listen to me. Let's have a conversation this morning.
What are we talking
about?
When
I hear people talk about murders and governments changing and this and... Ms. Crane, I keep saying this to you, Mom, even when I was a part of something with Bernard Nottage, and tell some of these parents, family, friends, and lovers, decide to say, look here, hey, what you're doing or what you're going to do is wrong. It ain't going to stop, Ms. Grant. The police can't be everywhere. The government can't be everywhere. The social service people can't be everywhere. But you know, everywhere, some of these same family members who cloaking their children into it. And what is so sad, you know what has made me sick in this country? You know some of these people who are involved in this illicit activities. The minute time they get take out, you see the family members, oh, my good son, oh, my good daughter. But everyone in this country knows what's going on. But some of these parents ain't taking time out to say to my son, look, yeah, what you going to do? Or the friends, look, yeah, you know you're going to take on this, to do on this job. You know you're going to do this. Why don't you tell the person no? Or why don't you turn them into the police? But you know what they do? When the murder come up, then they call your talk show, they text. Oh, the PLP government, oh, the F&M government. It ain't the governments, you know, Ms. B, Ms. Green. It's some of these same people who do not want to let go of the slackness that some of their children are bringing in. Let me tell you something, Ms. Green. You have children in this, you have fellas in this country who are involved in illicit activities, who family members don't work. You know how they get support? By the children doing illicit activities. Now, however you define the word illicit activities is up to you or anybody else. But what I am simply saying, if you know your child, Ms. Green, is doing wrong, and this evening you hear your child get taken out by the police or by another rival gang member, why should you cry? Yes, you should cry. That's your child. You feel the pain for bringing that child in the world, but you know your child doing.
Do it.
Why didn't you tell your child stop?
Let me ask you a quick question. Let's see, I got another caller on the line. What are we classifying as doing wrong? Right? I'm serious. What's the line? What's the line where doing wrong warrants you being murdered or shot at?
Okay, Miss Green.
I'm not diminishing the point that you're making, you know.
No, Mom. Listen to what I'm saying to you. If I am your son, I'm hypothetically speaking. You know the widow there doing all kind of illicit activities. You know he got guns. You know he got the drugs. You know he got this.
Okay.
I bring in these things in your house now. You as my mother. You cloaking me into it because I giving you the $1 or $2. But what I'm saying
now,
to you.
Now, pause right there. See, and I think this is a part of it. Sometimes you see that $1 or $2? That $1 or $2 is rent.
Oh.
That $1 or $2 is the difference between sleeping in the car and sleeping in the house.
Okay,
I know, it's the difference between like eight of us trying to figure out how we could sleep in this car or eight of us trying to figure out how we could jam up in this house.
Okay, so if eight of us have to figure out, I am doing illicit activities. The only thing that money I've given you as my mother is to pray to God that you save some of that money to pay the funeral home. And if you want put me on a shirt, you put me on a shirt or get one badge, put my face on one badge. That's all that money is due.
I feel you. I feel you. I understand. I understand.
Have a good one, sis.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Ma'am. Personal and communal responsibility. Utmost importance. Utmost importance. I'm not diminishing those at all. I just wanted to ask some other questions. Let's interrogate, because that my good son thing, that's something we need to interrogate. Because I don't understand how we could ask parents to... Anyway, I don't have any children. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yes, sir. Good morning to all.
Good morning. Blessings.
You know, we tend to want to put all the onus upon the parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in this country, there's no conversation on defunding the police, meaning take all the resources that we spend on crime and interdiction into our crime prevention.
Mm-hmm.
You see, not after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, money needs to be spent in the prison. You know, when you criminalize a particular percentage of your citizenry and then you war against them, you become the war against them. And then we have organizations like small businesses and incentives and then or initiatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then the wages that they want to pay these same individuals that they criminalize or that are criminalized. You see, it's outrageous. You know, the University of Bahamas has done the study, and we know what the amounts are. The amounts are $300-$600 per week in Nassau, Family Island, some more. You know, and then we want to hold our government to the accountable or their feet to the fire on a promise of $250. Come on, man, that's less than half that these people need to survive.
Yeah.
You see, it ain't about the parents; it's about poverty.
Yeah.
You see, and you know, some slaves are gonna run away, and the crime is a runaway. Yeah. You know, I'm not condoning murder. You know, but those that commit the murder, they are paying the price.
Absolutely. Listen, my brethren, what a word. What an important word. Sometimes the world that we live in prevents us from seeing these nuances, right, of life and these experiences.
Right. We're not even crying for the young men that lose their lives through crime. I mean, killing each other. We're not crying about that. We don't have any sympathy on that.
Ah.
You see, and then we don't want to hold our politicians accountable.
Caller, I got to go.
Right.
I got to take a break. But listen, that point that you made, that's a word. We need a whole book on that. Not just a chapter, a whole book. What a wonderful conversation. We're going to a break. When we get back, I'm going to get to these texts. Caller, if you can hold the line, hold the line. If not, call back right after the break. But stay tuned to 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green.
This one's for everyone.
The
Central Bank of the Bahamas invites students in grades 4 through 12 to compete in the Get Money Smart Bahamas video essay competition. Students must produce a 3 to 5 minute essay sharing their views on the following topic. The Bahamian economy is an ideal model for digital financial services. Get a parent or guardian permission to share the link to your essay with us on social media and have your entry judged for cash prizes in either the primary school division, junior high, or senior high school category. Essay submissions must be received by October 22nd, 2021. For more information, visit GetMoneySmartBahamas.com or see our post on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The one that don't fall to, the count depends on you. So tell Teddy, go tell the law. Mark it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
Good morning. I don't know if you heard that little clip right there. What we gonna do is we gonna go back, way back in time. In fact, that track back, that's older than me, right? To go back. But I wanted to play that for the young man that called yesterday, right? The passionate young man that wanted to share his opinion that although there are matters that need to be addressed, we can't lose sight of our focus on pressing forward, positive, progressive development. And while some of us old heads want to sit here and prosecute and persecute, the younger people are focused on moving forward and don't want to get caught up, right, in this back and forth. But I need to tell that young man that we can go back. And even though I think it's neither, even though neither say, I ain't going back. Some of these boy them insist that they going back. And that's why we got to talk them old talk. Before I get that, if I see you there, callers, I got a text on another line that asked defund the police question mark. So yes, what defund the police as a campaign is about is diverting resources from the police to services that prevent crime, right? Divert the resources to the services before the crime happens, ultimately taking the burden off of the police, right? By attempting to reduce crime reduce the amount of work that they have to do. So defund the police isn't shut down the police. Oh, no, we don't need the police. It's recognizing through policy assessment and data analysis that if we divert our resources to communities, institutions and mechanisms that support people, provide social services and what we call like the social safety net, to schools, to food programs, that we will see a decrease in crime, ultimately releasing the police from this massive burden that have them stress out and treating every single citizen like they are a criminal, right? That's what it's all about. And then I got to make this note about R. Kelly and My Good Son, but I got two callers on the line. Callers, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Erin Green.
Good morning. How you do?
With the police, just start training. Either you are dread or not. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Get out the car. Sir, get out the car. It's basic training. And let me get a word at hand. Family structure, that's from your grandparents. Not only dead at 97 years old. He never been in the courthouse in his life. Mm-hmm. And his story never been. Because he ain't can tolerate that. My mother tell me, he ain't going to no courthouse. And I never been to the courthouse, but she ain't compared to a lawyer. In fact, don't call her. If I put them in the family structure, that's an example. The leader, my mother, dope. If anything, we dope. We coke in the house, she can beat you. I'm going to beat for you. She'll care if it's marijuana or coke or whatever in the house. She can beat you. I'll call the cops on you in her house. Say, she want to beat the house up.
Thank you very much.
And listen, now, don't worry, wait, Eric.
Quick, 30 seconds.
No, but our leader, tell the mother about the PVC pipe.
Okay. We can't be talking about PVC pipe and discipline. No, we can't. We just can't cut that. There is a need for stronger discipline. Beating children, though, is not and has not worked. Carly, you're on the clock.
Carly Davis, Doc, you know, along with you, Aaron, pretty agreeing.
Good morning, Brayman. I thank you for saying that today because you didn't say it yesterday. The whole sky was gray, like night for the whole day, and it was cold.
I didn't say it yesterday?
No, you didn't. But thank you for saying it today. Hopefully, it'll warm up out there.
All right. But when I call, you're welcome, of course.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not calling to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever's name is.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. The thing is, it is the parents. The majority of people in this country doesn't discipline their children properly. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah, and they allow their children to do all kind of foolishness, right? All kind of foolishness. And not only that, the children are following them. Just what the children see they are doing, then they go behind and do the same thing, and that gets them in trouble.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Thank you.
I'll say something else.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Yeah,
okay, good. I have grandchildren, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have talked to all of them. The only ones I haven't spoken to is my great-grandchildren who live in the United States. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't really travel nowadays like that.
Yes.
But the thing is, my grandchildren, you know, and my daughter, they know better to do foolishness. And I wasn't really harsh with them. They might think I was harsh with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they know better. They are disciplined. So what I am saying is, all you got to do, and not only that, I grew up in Auckland, and I was in chase when I was a little child in Auckland, came to Nassau, the same thing. Of course, I went contrary in some ways. But the thing is, I can't remember what were instilled in me. And
yes.
I don't want my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren to make me shame. You know what I'm saying? To be going to the in the
absolutely.
Lock, you know, being locked up and stuff like that.
Thank you, Brayman.
They know that.
Absolutely.
So they can do different. And that's what I'm...
Thank you, Brayman. And for me, a part of what it is for me is that shame thing works. I was always ashamed, like the fear of being called out. For not knowing, you know, there was a difference in my family for manifesting that you didn't know something. You could not know something. The real admonishment was you had an opportunity to figure it out and you didn't, right? Like, okay, you didn't know something, but you didn't take the time to go find out. Like, I buy you all these books and you couldn't stop for 2 minutes, or you have a computer or a phone and you couldn't stop for 2 minutes and check out the answer. You decided to just tell me you don't know. That's the sort of culture we had in my family. And even as a young adult, the older adults, men and women around me, I didn't want to be perceived as willfully ignorant, like deciding to wallow in not knowing and ignorance. And that's the sort of shame I'm talking about, that sometimes shame works, right? Like when you create a standard and everybody in the community understands why the standard has been set where it's set. And then you realize that as a community member, you want to live up to these standards. So I got some text here. Text says, sentencing for R. Kelly is set for May 2022. He has other cases to answer in Minnesota as well. Another text, it amazes me that caller can now say the police can't be everywhere, but he sang a different tone when the FNM was in power. Yeah. It's, I see that too. For me, what it is the police could be everywhere, you know. If we, like, properly install a CCTV system and then paid people to monitor it real time, like they do in other jurisdictions, yeah. Another text, what about the girl who died after driving into that road barrier and the minister who wasn't fired over her death? He should face criminal charges or at least a proper investigation as to who and why a barrier was placed on a public road. There are all kinds of questions that absolutely need to be answered in that matter. I keep seeing and hearing people say that the state bears no responsibility or liability in that matter. But I am almost certain, I can't claim 1,000% certainty because I can't actually reach anybody in the relevant offices to confirm the information, but the government bears some liability on all roads, right? And even if there were signs erected, the question needs to be asked, were those signs properly lit, right? Were the signs properly erected? Was sufficient public notice given? Were there sufficient signs on that road? Right? But we're not going to really get into that. That's a light thing. We're not even delving into that. That's just on the surface. It's obvious that there is some responsibility or liability on behalf of the state in that matter. But we're going to pass on. I got another text. Good morning. So what do you mean? What do we do with R. Kelly? The courts decided that already. That won't stop me from listening to his music. He messed up and I don't agree with the things he did. But I love his music. I won't stop listening. God is the final judge. Texter, I get 3 calls on the line. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to those calls, and then I'm going to come back to answer this text. Yeah. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, yes, Mark here. Before your producer cut me, let me give you 3 scenarios that happened in my area. 3 of us family people were robbed. Uh-huh. Me, a 70-year-old man, living off of national insurance, which you know ain't much.
Mm-hmm.
One morning I wake up, I go out to my car. Look at this now. My car door was not even locked. My driver's side glass bashed in. Door open, left open, jigging my door, my hood. Mashed up my hood, took my battery out. Not only just take the battery now, but cut up all the electrical wires in my car. The next neighbor across the road from me got his cameras up. We saw this young man breaking in his truck, back glass, taking all this very expensive cap carpenter tools, electrical tools and everything. The next neighbor behind me breaking into his bus. He also does DJ work. Poisons his dog on the camera and take all his musical equipment and everything out of his bus. Got the camera, call the police. The police say they don't have enough evidence.
Okay, pause right there.
Wait, me.
Sparky, if you think you hot, if you think you... I know I have flashbacks and tremors. Man, Sparky.
The shoot duck. But then his mommy said, that ain't my son. We all know, but miss, you know that boy who walked. We know him. We know him. He lives around here. But that ain't my son. That ain't my son. The camera, black and white, you can't see him. He's nice and he can get on a hoodie. But we know the walk. But if I take my gun, what's license to shoot gun?
Oh, right. That's right. No, we cut it right there. You know, if you take your gun, it's licensed to not shoot people. And shoot people is a problem. And we can't be encouraging that. We can't even talk about it like that, man, Sparky. See, I tell you, I was already hot, man. I was already hot. I want to have a, look here, I want to have a whole discussion about this housing crisis because there's a young man who feels that it's appropriate for him to sleep in the bush opposite my house, right? And he feels like when I discover evidence of him being in my yard, he could cuss me off because the water is ours to share. Right? It don't matter that this is the second time I caught him living in the bush opposite my house and using the resources available in my yard as his personal household resources, right? I appreciate what you saying. I can't tell you, the young man exposed himself to me and ask me if I want some entertainment for the night. And one of his family members had the audacity to ask me why I felt it was appropriate to tell him I was going to beat him with a chain and then beat him with the chain. Right? So, you know, we can't talk about that, Sparky. Not no guns. We can't do it. You know? What we have to do is we have to let the powers that be know that they are responsible for ensuring an environment where people could live a life free of violence. And we need to let the police know that if you could get up in front of a camera and say, as a police officer, that you shot somebody because you were scared for your life, we want them to stop and think for a second, well, how is it that ordinary citizens feel in these same situations and they don't have the tools available to them that the police have access to? That's all we could do, Sparky. All we could do is beg the people responsible for doing the job to do the job. Not because they're getting paid to do it, but because they swore an oath to do it. Because they told God they was going to do it. You know? That's what we got to do, Sparky. That's, I tell you, I didn't want to talk about that man, Sparky. Another text says, DeWitt is right. Word on the street is that the guy in the big yard. Okay, yeah, no. We can't say that. I mean, that's information that we got to pass on to the police. That's a responsible thing to do. Morning, Aaron. I thought from the PLP when DeWitt would stop calling your show. Hope the PLP give him a good job. Likes how he talks, even his PLP party win. Good show, Aaron. Thank you. Let me show y'all something. DeWitt is bigger than the PLP, you know. I don't think that DeWitt wakes up every morning. I don't think that DeWitt wakes up every morning and says, hey, you know, if I don't plug into the PLP, I ain't nothing, right? DeWitt bigger than the PLP. He's not waiting on them. He's doing what he thinks is necessary and saying what he thinks is necessary. I don't think he's getting paid by the PLP to do that, neither. Another text says, Aaron, defunding the police is the dumbest thing I ever heard you say. Really? Okay, I mean, I thought I've said dumber things than that. Like, maybe we shouldn't fire the Minister of Works. The old one. The one, that one. Yeah, sure. Okay, but maybe diverting resources to institutions that can prevent crime? Like, if you know that people, if the young men literally tell you, I am stealing because I need to figure out how to buy Pampers and food for these children in this house, then diverting funds to food distribution programs may be more effective than buying bullets. I think that's all the people are saying. Now the text says, great show as usual, Ms. Green. I'm going to say something controversial. I think we should limit the amount of children we have because the cost of living is too high in the Bahamas. Most of us can't afford to take care of ourselves, much less a child. You know how much for Pampers and school fees, Ms. Green? Call QC and ask how much for a child going into K-2. No, I'm scared to do that. Thank you, Texter, but I'm scared to do that. Let's get to the call, the phone line. Caller, you on the clock? Good morning, caller. You still there?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green. Yeah, you know, I was wondering, you know, the thing is, the caller, DeWitt was correct, but the caller who talked and spoke about the poverty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the poverty-induced violence and subsequent social behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So in the inner city, we need more people like what schools you're doing and what college we're doing because, just to draw a reference, there was a study done on mice. They induced poverty by restricting the food, and they put them in a compartment, then they was overcrowded.
Mm-hmm.
They reduced the amount of food they was giving them. And what they did was they watched the mice behavior subsequently. The mice then refused to breed or progenate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they became more violent. And this is the same thing with human beings. As much as sophisticated as we think we are, this is what happens. And so as poverty is being induced in the inner city, we would see more violence. You can't blame the rich, because the rich, you can't let the rich. The rich is not going to solve the problem. They can help, and that's what we need. We need people to show compassion and look at the initiatives in the inner city, especially social programs, and technical programs to train the youth in the inner city in every respective in the city area, because it's an overwhelming problem. I become famous by just giving out $1 and $2 to the youth. Every time they see me, they say, he's giving out. So they ask, and so this is the problem now, and it's not going to change because, all right, this situation, you think any of these children are any virtual? Dwight said yesterday, Dwight gave an example. Are you watching in the city? A lot of these kids ain't on no virtual. They ain't got no life. They selling Gannab, they selling Dilly, they doing this, they ride around on bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the youth them. So this problem is going to be forever. And so also with the police, he said the public is the police and vice versa and reciprocity, right? But
mm-hmm.
a young man passed who I know, he was wearing ankle bracelet, but I know him from he was a child, and I asked him to help me lift a piece of furniture. So apparently he was wanted for something, but he was innocent.
Yeah.
And so they came in my shop and they approached me because I have a little small business in the inner city. The police is very arrogant, obnoxious, and rude to me because I guess I poor and I black and I live in the inner city. Slam my door, yuck up my scissors, three of them got a big gun in my shop, yuck up my scissors, look at it. I tell them, put down, what you yuck up my scissors for, put it down, bro. They tell me I was rude to them because I don't want to cooperate with them. This is the kind of
attitude. Come on, man.
Have a good day, man.
Yeah, man.
He's got to go through.
Absolutely.
Push them right. You need it. If they're a dog.
Yeah, and I wasn't disagreeing with you. When I say, come on, man, know that I wasn't disagreeing with you. I was just a sigh of frustration. I don't understand. But I do understand. It's called plantation model policing, where the police forget that this is not a plantation and we are not chattel to be whipped about into place. Anyway, caller, you are on the clock. Ah, that's where the beep is coming from. I am sorry, caller. Caller, you on the clock.
Yes, sir. One short statement. Man, thank God for 52, because I think like he just reached, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He should have been on this topic a long time ago, you see? Just like the situation in Haiti. Why do you think there's all the violence in Haiti? Because of the poverty.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You see, and tell me something. You could blame all the poor people in the world for 3 and 5 men having more wealth than all of them.
Absolutely.
You can't blame them for that. You see, that's the system, that's the greed in the system, and the Bahamas, the Bahamian people have a culture where they have no sympathy for the poor among them. You know, same way with education. When it comes to education, oh, blame them. Blame the parents. Blame the parents. You blame the parents for being poor. Come on, and we know that the system is there. The capitalist system is the big fish eat the small fish. That's the way it is. You can't change it. You know, we can change it. When we refuse to change it, it's Bahamian. Bahamians are conservative, far right conservative, and man, the time they need to wake up.
Thank you.
The educated ones among us.
Thank you very much. I got another caller on the line. We got more dollars than cents, more dollars than cents and more dollars than senses sometimes. I got a text here that says, good morning, Aaron. Please stop perpetuating the myth of crime for food in the Bahamas. I believe they steal for things. Where's your proof? The texter did cap off the text by saying, I did say, I believe. Okay, let me show you a vibe, right? I ain't never been poor. Even when I was poor, like even now, I don't have nothing. I don't have my own house. I don't have my own car. I ain't never been poor, right? I don't know what it is to go to sleep and not know, and know that I don't know what I'm going to eat the next day, and I have to figure it out, and I have to figure it out for multiple people. I ain't never lived that, and if you ain't never lived that, then you get to moderate your critique. Now, if you have lived that, and you have survived that, then teach others what you did, how you did it. That's all. Teach. Share. Teach and share with empathy and love and respect for others. Got another text, and then we're going to go to the last two callers. Hi, Aaron, bring 52 on your show, please. Listen, how are you saying that 52 need his own show? I will bring him on, right? But see, we got this, let's have this new public, what do you call it, the public station, public access, public broadcast. They're pulling up this new station. There should be a spot. 52 should be able to get on air through the public broadcast system with a small technical team available to support him at a small fee if he needs it, right? In fact, I can start a journal of inner city thinking or something, because these ideas should be documented. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm reference to what was said, the National Security Minister, Mr. Monroe, said about the murders, the crime, with parents, you know, parental involvement and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have to, you know, we have to give, and parents have to take responsibility in reference to our children, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they go astray or whatever have you. However, we have a lot of young parents in this country, okay, who are not taught how to be a parent.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one point. But the thing is, as the minister, as the government, they too have a role to play in reference to the police force.
Mm-hmm.
And our judicial system.
Yes, ma'am.
That program starts to come in place, because you can't say, okay, it's the parents' fault.
Mm-hmm.
And after you say that, now what?
Right.
We still have these fellas from like 12, 13 or whatever, have you doing these things, falling into the wrong hand, gangs and so forth, right? So we still have to have a system in place where we have to deal with, we may not like it, but these are our people, you understand?
Yes.
Because guess what? You may not live in these areas. You may not live in the inner cities. You may not have to deal with a lot of persons, say these criminals are bred, born and bred.
Yes.
But they don't stay in that circle.
Exactly.
They come out. They come out. They spread out. So we have to encourage
mm-hmm.
the relevant agencies.
Yes.
The commissioner of police and persons who set the policies, like the minister and the AG and all of those good people, that they have to do what they have to do in order to assist with these parents, grab these parents and encourage them to take more proactive roles, get involved in the parenting classes.
Absolutely.
We need more of these things.
Thank you, ma'am. It seems that you've been cut. Thank you. I am so sorry that I lost you there, but those are absolutely wonderful points. We didn't get to talk about R. Kelly today. Maybe what I need a professional on the show. But before we go, I just wanted to make this sort of link between R. Kelly and what we can call the My Good Son syndrome, right? What you're asking somebody to do is to cancel out or ignore all of the other experiences that they've had with their child outside of this particular part of their life, right? And even if they become a big-time criminal, they weren't always a big-time anything, let alone a criminal, right? And so when we say to parents, that boy is no longer your good son, right? We need to understand how we sit in the lives of the people we have relationships with, right? And so when people can call this, you know, when we talk about R. Kelly, somebody already texted in and said, I ain't gonna never stop listening to R. Kelly. That don't have nothing to do with me. We have to ask people to examine these things in their own lives and we have to ask ourselves, to what extent are we prepared to cut out the bad out of ourselves? Even as a revolutionary, before I could start a revolution, I have to acknowledge within myself that when I start the fire, I will be burning up myself as well, because these things are entrenched in me. It's a real heavy conversation, but these are the conversations that we have to be having, especially for these young people, like that young man yesterday who wants to know why we're still stuck in the past. Well, when you find out that it's possible that Jerome Fitzgerald has been appointed as a senior policy advisor and head of the Prime Minister's delivery unit, then you will understand why some of us can't seem to get ourselves out of the past. But that's another conversation for tomorrow as well. It's 11 a.m. That means Levon Miller is up next with Unleashed. Have a great day, Bahamas, and stay tuned to 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Nassau, Bahamas.